What you do is you present a PIN, which is a project idea note. Some people call it a project concept note. You bring it to the DNA, which is the designated national authority, and will tell you whether it is a viable project or it's not. If it is a viable project, usually we'll issue a letter of non-objection. With that letter, you have confidence that your project has potential. And with the letter of non-objection, you can actually seek for investors. Some investors are willing to invest in the project as early as the PIN. Or you can go maybe to get a bank loan. Or if you have enough resources, you can fund yourself a second document, which is called the PDD, Project Design Document, which is a very elaborated document which details all the methodologies which are going to be used, the baseline and all those technical aspects. And this document can cost you a lot of money. It can cost you $5,000, it can cost you $50,000, depending on the complexity. And then you come to the DNA again, and you submit the PDD. And then we analyze the PDD, and if it's a PDD that fulfills our criteria of sustainable development, then we'll issue a letter of approval. With the letter of approval, you can then go to a designated operational entity to have the project validated. Once the project is validated, you can register the project to the CDM Executive Board, and then you will have to go again to DOE for the verification of the project. And if the project is actually as good as it appears to be, then you can have CERs issued. CERs is what people call carbon credit.